Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've lived in a variety of locations growing up and throughout my years. I've lived in apartments, I've lived in houses, I've lived in backyard, makeshift places, rooms, maybe you could call it a casita, but I've lived wherever I could live throughout my years to do whatever I needed to do and go to school, and now I have a house, I love my house. I've lived in homes before, but this, I'm happy. I like my house. I don't know what it's made of. I think wood. I think there's some concrete slab, some 2x4s and 4x4s and all sorts of, you know, I don't know, ores and numbers involved. And I'm happy with it. Would I ever live in a 3D printed house? I guess. I don't really know how houses are made. As long as they're not see-through. And, you know, they'll stand up to the what was it, the pigs and the, what was it, all huffing, all puffing, all blow your house down, the three pigs. And it was a wolf? Who huffed and puffed and blew their house down, and somebody was in brick, and somebody was in, yeah. So whatever will stand up to the wolf, that's, I'm fine with it. Apparently, all over the news is this 3D printed concrete home. And a couple moved into it. Pays $1,400 a month. It's kind of cool looking. I don't know if it's my taste. But apparently it is a 1,000 square foot 3D printed concrete home in the Netherlands. It is one of five homes that are a part of the first 3D printed concrete, quote, commercial housing project. The homemakers say concrete 3D printed homes could help alleviate housing shortages. So this Dutch couple, on April 30th, moved in. It's located in Eindhoven in the Netherlands. And it's a part of this project called Project Milestone. It's a collaboration among the Eindhoven University of Technology, the municipality, industry experts, architects, and several private companies. And I guess Project Milestone serves as the first world's first 3D printed concrete commercial housing project. Now, I'm looking at the bedroom. I mean, it's very well decorated. Excuse me. I mean, 1,000 square feet, it's, I've lived in smaller, but it looks like the kitchen has an island. It's gray. You see the window coverings. I don't think I see glass for windows. But they say five homes are being built one at a time. It allows the makers to apply learnings from the previous builds into each new home. Each house is going to be more complex than its predecessors. And they say with the housing crisis escalating in recent years, this could be something that's very well received. Now, I think I see some windows. There's some windows in it. Not a lot. So the project's teams hope to make 3D concrete printing a sustainable home building option to help alleviate housing shortages. So I don't know how that works. I guess it's a printer. And it uses less concrete than traditional construction methods. It basically has everything. I see two people smiling. There's a kitchen. There's a dining room area. There's light fixtures. And aesthetically, it looks like a, to me, it looks like a, when I was in Europe and I was looking at the, gosh, where, Pont de Hoc, where the Germans and the Americans fought during World War II as, we stormed the beaches of Normandy. Pont de Hoc was allowing, the Germans to look at the Utah Beach as well as Omaha Beach. And there were these, I forget what you call them in the military, but it allowed them to, it wasn't barracks, it just allowed them to, bunkers, kind of. It looks like a bunker. I'm sorry it took me that long to find the word, but that's what it looks like to me. But they say in addition to affordable homes, the market increasingly demands innovative housing concepts. This is Yassine Turnoglu, the Housing and Spatial Development Alderman at the Municipality of Eindhoven. So here's the thing. I get that things are getting pretty expensive. And as we watch what happens with inflation and watch what happens because of the farming and the issues that we've had with COVID and food not being able to be produced and supplies not being able to get to where they need to be because of that whole Suez Canal blockage, and people are going to charge as much as they can because they just don't know if they're going to be locked down again, and people are trying to make up for lost profit. So things are expensive. Things are just going to be more expensive. I hate how houses and apartments are expensive. In my neck of the woods, there's apartments for like $1,600 a month. Oh my gosh. I mean, I lived in apartments like $400 a month in going to school, and then would pay my share of $150 because I would share that apartment with three people. I couldn't imagine having to spend a house mortgage on an apartment. And so if you are going to spend about $1,000 a month and you get your own little house, that could be pretty darn cool. But then what happens to the construction industry? So we're able to print body parts, we're able to 3D print food. Now we could possibly 3D print homes. So what's going to then happen? I mean, are the construction industry, are those people going to be out of work? I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. But we are really trying to automate things. As we are moving through this very complex world and becoming more tech, you know, if somebody says these things are going to be, you know, the next big thing, and we find that they could withstand the big bad wolf, they will go up in popularity. And then I just don't know how long it takes. So the new home is made up of 24 concrete pieces that were printed at a printing plant. The pieces are then trucked to the home's final site and then assembled on the house's foundation. So you are going to still need people in construction. The roof and frames later added. The homes are described as durable. The units are meant to serve as functioning homes for a few decades, and they're little bungalows. All right. I don't know. I'll pass for now. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of us that have been in relationships for a while, we start to wonder what happened, right? You know, we're, when the relationship is really, really new or the marriage is young, right, we're having sex like 10 times a day. We love each other. We can't wait to you know, spend our whole lives together. When we're apart for work, we're calling. We couldn't text because that was like 20 some years ago. But we try to, you know, put little reminders into our little lunch box or briefcase or whatever. We'll call, and you know, and it just it's all about. We love each other so much, we don't want to be apart, we can't wait to see each other again. And then, you know, the kids come, or the relationship goes through its ups and downs. And then you finally look like a quote-unquote old married couple. And you're not an old married couple, meaning old. It could be within a couple of years of marriage. It could be within, you know, months. And so one thing I learned that helps me and my husband is I've started to take on eavesdropping. want to take on eavesdropping. Hold on, let me shut off this volume there. All right. I don't want to necessarily eavesdrop, but now I'm not going to stop myself from accidentally listening. So when I hear a conversation between a married couple and it starts to get a little loud, I used to be like, okay, you know, think of something else, you know, eavesdropping's bad. Now I think I'm just going to kind of listen to it. Because I think that's one of the things that has helped my marriage with my husband is because I see what's going on in other people's marriages. Now, you could say, oh, we go out with our married couple's friends and we see them interact. No. The way married couples interact with each other is still very well choreographed and very filtered. Okay, I mean, do you really see them yell and scream at each other? I mean, I could sometimes see married people frustrated. It's really funny when we go out with our friends. And the wife will say something, the husband will, like, snap back or vice versa, or the wife. And, you know, Corey and I might, you know, just because we're used to people going, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. I mean, we might do that. But do we really let people see what we really look like? You know, honey, the dog crapped on the carpet again. I don't want to clean it. It's your turn. You're going to make me clean it? We're done. All right, that's right. I'll clean it. I mean, do I really let everybody see how the threats of marriage ending all the time? No, nobody wants to see that, right? Or us blaming the kids. The kid does this because it's your genes. No, it's you and your mother. No, it's you and your mother. Your mother, you talk about my mother? And so honestly, when we fight, it's really embarrassing. I think any couple fights. So yesterday, we had done a staycation. After my son, my nose is running, I apologize. After my son graduated, I didn't really have a party for him. We didn't really have a lot of family. So instead, we got a couple rooms at the nearby hotel that has a great pool. And so we kind of did a staycation. So he could at night hang out with his friends and we could hit the pool during the day. So that's kind of what we did. And this pool, it's at the Mandalay Bay. They have this lazy river. And this lazy river goes slow enough with you in it. I'll swim, but you don't want to swim too fast because then you bang into other people. But, and it really wasn't that busy. But, you know, it's slow enough where, unfortunately, you can hear couples. And so there was just, I mean, we're talking a two-second conversation I got wind of. But I guess you hear the husband go, okay, so you want, they're like on the cool deck. So you want me to just throw everything in bags? And I don't know what he was talking about, maybe packing. And you hear the wife go, no. If you weren't walking away from me when I was talking to you, I could tell you. I'm trying to have a conversation with you on what I need you to do. Okay, and this looked like a couple that was probably together maybe about 6-7 years because their kids looked like 4 or 5. So it looked like a young couple. And you hear a conversation, which, by the way, I don't mean to stereotype, but that's kind of how guys and ladies kind of deal with packing up the families. The guys are like, I'll just throw everything in the bag. And the mom's like, no, you got to make sure this isn't this bad. Because when I unpack, there's a choreography. So I hear them, and they don't look happy in their marriage. But maybe they are. But you could see them getting on each other's nerves, right? Because she's yelling at him for walking away. He has a chore to do. He's got to pack up the bags. She wants him to do it a certain way. And you see them fight. And I look over at my husband. And I go, you see, we're doing good. And and you see him look at me like, you don't necessarily do that to me. You know, as a shock. Because we always think our marriage is in trouble. In general, right? We always do. I, for years, have thought my husband and my marriage was in trouble. Because I'm like, well, he won't listen to me giving orders. Okay? Guys don't like being given orders. All right, and I'm thinking, but in order for us to prevent the fight later, if it's done correctly now, then we won't fight later. And so after, we're going to be hitting our 25th year. Yeah, our 25th year this December. And the only thing I can think of is the reason why we still have our spark and we're still together is because we don't feel like we look like these other couples. Now, between you and I, we do. I'm thinking to myself that our conversations are, I love you, you're so beautiful, you're so handsome, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. We say that to each other, but that's not our typical conversation. Our typical conversation is, can you crack open a window? No, you didn't have to eat that. Why'd you eat that burger last night? Crack open a window, I can't breathe. You know, those are our conversations, right? And when we have conversations like that and it goes on for days, we're like, wait a second, why are we together? Well, we're together because that's exactly what people do. Now my sort of prism on how relationships are might be a little different than the average person, all right? I've had a lot of guy friends that are guys. And when we're around each other, it's not, oh, how are you? How's work? Oh, you're good. It's cut downs and just cut downs. And just like, all right, I got to go to the bathroom. And I go, why? What'd you eat? Well, I ate this. It's the minutia. When my friends and I are together or we talk, it's about the whole minutia. Like, I guess one of my friends, I don't know, he got a new shirt, but he thought he was sweating in it. And I go, why? Do you think you smell? He's like, I don't know. I smelled him. Like, I don't think you smell. Well, do you have a new deodorant? What's your deodorant? And tells, okay, that works. Okay, now, mind you. Okay, that not the most exciting conversation. But if in your life you are so used to having these minutia conversations, it's okay when your marriage gets that way. The spark doesn't always have to be what you guys talk about. Because remember, you're a partnership. All right, my guess is if you are a CEO of a company and you have a partner, your conversations are boring. How was payroll? How is mergers and acquisitions department doing? All those stuff are boring conversations. So you as marriage, in a marriage, will have boring conversations. But what you need to do is, so don't panic about having that in your conversation. Interject some more exciting things. Like, I was checking out your butt the other day, and it really is a good butt. Really? And really? They hubby said that. But what made it so sexy, what made it so cool, is he said it like he was talking about minutia. You know, it wasn't that he was trying to, you know, get me into bed. He was trying to just, you know, say whatever. But he was saying it going, you know, look, I just want to let you know, your butt is starting to look cute. So maybe wear some shirts that cover the butt or whatever. That, to me, is pretty, pretty cool. So how to keep the spark up, okay? If you do talk minutia a lot, and I interject some things about them. You know, I talk to my husband about, you know, thank God I'm with you and not these other people. Because these other people, any other guy I could have been with could have been X, Y, and Z, and I list all the things. He's like, yeah, I'm not any of that. I go, I know. I'm lucky to have you. Maybe it's not the mushy talk. Maybe it's not the baby talk that we do. Maybe it's not sickeningly sweet. But I give him reinforcement going, look, it's because X, Y, and Z. And I don't know. It is working. For now, it's working. All right? Also, feel pretty. Feel sexy. If you don't feel good about yourself, you don't air that. All right? So if you want to think, you know what, I'm going to dress up. We're going to go out. Go out. Go out to dinner. Have a date night. You have to have a date night. The big thing that couples fear is that they aren't like the way when they were younger. Well, we're not having sex 7 times a day. Well, yeah, but then still at least have sex, maybe, right? Or do intimate things. Or still do things that make you feel like you're still together. And when you lose that, that's when you lose the relationship. So if you love who you're with, you could spark it up a bit. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study shows the Pfizer and AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines appear to protect against the first variant detected in India. British researchers found that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine proved nearly 90% effective, and the AstraZeneca vaccine was found to be 60% effective. A desperate manhunt is underway in connection with a road rage shooting that left a six-year-old boy dead in Southern California. The mother of Aiden Leos, Joanna Kluin, describes what happened.
I heard a really loud noise, and my son said, "Ow," and I had to pull over, and he got shot.
It happened Friday on the Costa Mesa Freeway in the city of Orange. Investigators say shots rang out from a vehicle while the boy was riding in the back seat of his mother's car. The Highway Patrol is asking anyone who may have dash cam video of the incident to contact authorities immediately. USA Radio News. New intelligence is raising questions about the origins of the coronavirus.
Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 virus was loose. New details on the number of researchers affected, the timing of their illnesses, and their hospital visits add to the theory the COVID-19 virus could have escaped from the Wuhan laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci admits now he is not convinced the COVID-19 virus has a natural origin. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Christian Rivera trial is back underway in Iowa. The illegal immigrant is charged with the first-degree murder of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Investigators say Rivera led police to Tibbetts' body in a cornfield near Brooklyn, Iowa, in 2018. Today in the courtroom, defense attorneys are questioning police about any other men they looked at during their investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently Biden might still let federal employees work from home. Now some of you guys are saying, well, who cares? You know, if I get to work from home, the federal employees could work from home. Well, that's fine if they are, you know, doing their job. Are they doing their job? I'm being told that people are facing 3-month wait times to get a passport. There's issues with tax returns, issues with stimulus checks. Now, I haven't really needed much from the government on my end, so I don't know. I'd like to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But if there are issues because of COVID, then is Biden letting them work from home still, those who have been working from home, a smart move or not? So they say President Joe Biden is considering allowing federal employees to telework permanently or create some sort of hybrid work from home situation. A White House official said, we anticipate this guidance will provide maximum flexibility for defining work requirements to meet mission and workforce needs. Now, we're being told that the IRS has a serious staff shortage, and some tasks cannot be done from home. Apparently, there's staffing issues at the National Personnel Records Center that helps veterans get access to health care and benefits. So apparently, some critics, according to Daily Mail, are worrying that a permanent telework situation for government could further complicate the already massive delays. I have not a lot of businesses. I have two franchise salons that we spoke about. And the stylists are fantastic, but it's a type of work where it just can't be done tele. We are in the service industry, so people are there. Whoever wants to come back to work can come back to work. Whoever didn't, you know, we're always hiring. But luckily, all the workers came back. Everybody came back. And it's very service related. So I can't comment on how much less productivity is when people work remotely. Now, my guess, speaking to friends and knowing how my work behavior is I get more done overall because I'm able to access the computer. So I could access the computer at 6 in the morning. I could access the computer at 10 at night, and I could do work. So my work hours expand. But am I for 8 hours straight or whatever actively working? No. I really believe that you do more when the boss is watching you. Now, personally, I'm the type of person where just give me a task, tell me you need this done, and I'll get it done. Even if it's on the weekend or whatever, give me the task, and don't sit there and micromanage how I'm using my time. But on the flip side, having had staff with my medical practice years ago, people will not be doing their jobs. I loved my staff, but there was always some that whenever the boss was away, they would play. That just is, so things weren't done, referrals weren't done, labs weren't, you know, pulled, so I'm like, guys, you know, the patient's lab should have come back. I've been waiting on this. Where is it? And it's in a pile, and you see them put their phone down, put their purse away, and go over to the pile. Well, you could do all that on break, or if you need to reach out to your kids, that's fine. But honestly, this could have been done 2-3 days ago. And so, yes, there's a lot of things you can do working from home, but, I mean, face it, and I'm as honest as can be, and being a workaholic, if I don't have a boss on me, yes, I might take a little longer in the bathroom. I might go and walk the dog. I might even take a nap. So we do work less rigorously. Now, there's been a debate. How rigorous should people be working? Do people need to be sitting there with that, unfortunately, you know, a boss, you know, behind you going, did you do this yet? Did you do this yet? But the truth of the matter is we don't maybe stick to it. I mean, look at working out. I work out, but if I had a trainer, I'd probably be skinnier because a trainer is on you, motivates you, they threaten you, whatever the trainer does. Same thing with a diet. It's so much easier to diet when you have other people on you. That, you know, kids with schooling, they do better in person. So, when the federal government goes, look, we'll let people work from home permanently, that starts to kind of change people's attitudes going, well, why can't I work from home? And why can't I work for the government? And there's already a lot of debate on which departments really are, you know, we're getting our money's worth for and which aren't. So apparently the Biden administration is going to announce in June guidelines that could allow staffers to use telework. They say, we anticipate this guidance will leave room for decision-making at departments and agencies and provide maximum flexibility for defining work requirements to meet mission and workforce needs. During the pandemic, Americans apparently have been, you know, furloughed or home and et cetera. Sorry, I won't go into that. We know that. But so leaving it up to departments, here's my problem with the government. Having had worked for the government, if you need more budget and And you ask for more, then hopefully you get more. If you don't utilize your budget, you lose that money. So if you have a department that says, sorry, we just aren't meeting the needs, we need to hire more staff, they're going to have an easier time than a private company. And so my worry is in any private company, if there are employees at home that aren't working, you know, or messing around or sleeping in or whatever, they'll get fired. But in the government, you don't get fired. You rarely get fired from a government job. And so people who are working halfway are now working well, and we're spending, you know, our money on their jobs. If they don't get enough work done, they might now have two or three people doing the job of one. And then government gets bigger. More people start to work for the government. People will say, you know what? The government job pays more. I get to work from home. I'll just work for the government. And then private industry is competing with government jobs. Government then can take over those industries. And maybe I'm blowing it out of proportion, but I just see that happening. Federal offices are still restricted to 25% capacity. But they could bring in more workers if their tasks are deemed, quote, mission critical. Still, schools, state offices, opening up. But federal offices, still restricted to 25% capacity. So there's not a lot of enthusiasm to go back if they don't have to. And the federal government isn't pushing it. I don't know. I mean, we spend a lot of money on our government workers. And we're grateful for those in the government who are working. But if the military can't be remote, and if we all can't be remote, and there are things we are paying you for that's not getting done, it doesn't work then. Now, does the IRS have to have that many people? Why don't we just do a flat tax? It's a percentage based on what you make, and that everybody pays the same percentage, but the amount will differ based on you make more versus you make less. Those who make less probably would hardly pay anything. Those who make more pay more, but it's like a 9% tax, 10% tax, whatever. The IRS would be much simpler. You don't have to have that many staff. But we do things complicated because the bigger the government, the better it is for government. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I think we should, if schools are going to be open, if kids have to go back to work, then the adults have to go back to work too. Apparently, the processing time for a U.S. passport is 10 to 12 weeks. If needed before that, you could pay extra to expedite. What are you talking about? 12 weeks to get a passport? That's ridiculous. 1-877-NOT-DELI.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We love your questions. We love your comments. Keep them coming. You can email us, drdahlia@hotmail.com. You can go to our website at drdahlia.com. And, of course, Twitter, Facebook. There's been a lot of questions. But I just have to come up and just speak about this one headline. When we get these medical headlines, we have to talk about it. So apparently researchers, I think it was the University of Oklahoma. Hold on, let me look this up. Well, yep. Researchers from the University of Oklahoma have kind of reinforced that you could get food poisoning from sex. Now, you would think that really shouldn't need an explanation, but I guess we have to explain it. Food poisoning is not fun. There's a whole variety of things that could cause food poisoning. Sometimes we use the term incorrectly. You could have a bad sandwich, you go, I got food poisoned. Well, poison means something bad was ingested. That's kind of our term for poison. And so it could be an old, moldy muffin. It could be a bacteria that landed on it that could produce a toxin. It could be something that doesn't sit right and induces, like, bad things to happen to you in your GI system. So we use food poisoning pretty generally, but my definition of food poisoning is you taking something that's food, a food product, and you getting it into your GI system, or you take a food product that has a pathogen on it, and that pathogen does harm. So like Campylobacter jejuni, it's a bacteria that we see with food poisoning. We see it with traveling, and it unfortunately causes, I think it's like the most common cause of foodborne illness. It's a bacteria that people could get. Gives them diarrhea, stomach cramping, abdominal cramping, nausea, vomiting, sometimes fever. It's not fun. And many cases won't go away on its own, but sometimes you need an antibiotic. You have norovirus that also causes food poisoning. It's a virus that we see on cruise ships that might affect and just wipe through a cruise ship so quickly. And people wonder if it's airborne. These viruses shouldn't be airborne. They should only be able to be transmitted by the oral fecal route, meaning somehow feces gets near your oral cavity. But not a lot of that's happening on a cruise ship, which means you start to wonder if maybe a lot of people are touching the mouth, touching the face, and they touch something that might have touched something, somebody's GI tract. So researchers at the University of Oklahoma found that Campylobacter jejuni infection can be spread through sexual contact. And it's because people will not just have certain positions that keep those tracts near each other, but they'll swap positions that allow tracts to be exposed to the tracts. Okay, can we just say that? Is that good enough? Gotta keep it clean. So, unfortunately, they have found that sexual contact could cause food poisoning to spread within a couple. Now, the study was sent, apparently researchers wanted to know whether Campylobacter could be spread through sexual contact, and they apparently Dr. Kareem Kuhn, or Katrine, who led the study, said the research is important for public health messaging and for physicians as they talk to their parents, patients, about risks associated with sexual contact. So, here's my thing. When I have food poisoning, I'm not in the mood for sex, okay? That's, if my husband was just in the bathroom repeatedly, I pretty much don't want to go near him either. But apparently people have sex with people who are sick, I guess. I don't know how that works. Now, I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes you're always in the mood for sex. I get that. But honestly, I mean, somebody having a cough, that's okay. But if somebody's having issues down there, do you really want to be down there? I don't know. I remember it was a really bad flu season one year. I was at my Arizona affiliate, and one of our callers wants to know if they should wear a mask because they currently have the flu and their girlfriend's coming into town. So this was like 2010, 2011. And the girlfriend was coming into town, and they wanted to have sex. They said, should I wear a mask? You know, or, oh, no, 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 it wasn't even a mask. It wasn't a mask. You should go, can I kiss her? Can I kiss her because I have the flu? You know? And I guess he probably wanted permission from me to say, no, you don't have to kiss your partner when you have sex with them. And I yelled at them saying, if you're having sex without kissing, that's not cool. Get off the show. I don't want to talk to you. But, you know, it's, we now are approaching microbiology way differently. With COVID and all that, I wouldn't be surprised if there are people having masks in bed. I wouldn't be surprised if people are like, look, you know what? I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to miss work. I'm fine with having sex. Fine, let's just wear a mask. I mean, how many people stay dressed? Like, look, I got to leave for work, really? Okay, fine. I mean, so if people are staying dressed, if they're keeping their socks on, if they're keeping most of their clothes on, if I wouldn't be surprised if they're wearing masks. But food poisoning, unfortunately, we have some real, real bad issues with food poisoning. We might not see a lot of it, but we're starting to hear these little outbreaks of E. coli and salmonella and things like that. I know the salmonella might be related to people and chickens and farm animals, but you could spread all these diseases. And personally, I don't think it's sex that's causing the spread. I think it's a lot of restaurants and hotels and things are understaffed. So when everybody's coming back to work and they're running around, and there's not that many food servers, so maybe the hand washing won't you know, be as rigorous. Which, by the way, I was at a fantastic restaurant this weekend. Great team, great waiter. And I noticed that the waiter was running around a lot. I could tell that they might have been a little understaffed because, you know, people aren't able to get their staff back. When the waiter wants to take the plate, and if you have sauce all over it, try to give them the side that's not dirty. You know, same thing with the silverware. Try to give them by the handles because they're trying to do the best they can. And if they're getting your junk on them, and then they gotta, it's just not good. So, back in terms of having sex, while somebody has a stomach bug, my goal is to say no. All right, avoid it. But just to give you a little bit of scoop on this, the analysis revealed that the rate of Campylobacter infection was 14 times higher in men who have sex with men than control subjects. They say two other bacteria were used as comparisons of the study, Salmonella, which is spread through infected foods, and Shigella, which is transmitted through food and also sexual contact. So apparently, Shigella and Campylobacter has very low infectious doses. You only need to, ingest just a little bit to get sick. Whereas Salmonella, it has a higher infectious dose, meaning you have to take in more to be more infected. So with these, it just kind of reminds us that where you kiss or where you put your mouth or whatever could unfortunately put you at risk. And we're all seeming to be at risk now of these sorts of things. Now, a big question I get is what about regular diarrhea and traveler's diarrhea? When do we then antibiotics? When don't we? So I'm torn. When it comes to diarrhea, it's your body's natural defense to get it out. People will run and get some Imodium. They'll get some anti-diarrheals as soon as they have diarrhea because they think they need to cure the diarrhea. Whereas your diarrhea is a defense mechanism. It's trying to get the stuff out. So I don't really recommend people using anti-diarrheals, you know, when it's like day one, because don't you want to get whatever it is out of you? In fact, when I was in medical school, I don't know how correct this is, but in medical school we were taught for every day you take an anti-diarrheal, you could prolong the illness by an extra day. So some of these people that start to have it for 2-3 days, 4 days, 5 days, now we start to wonder. And so, but on the flip side, we don't want you to dehydrate. And so if your diarrhea is caused by a virus, antibiotics aren't going to help. If your diarrhea is caused by COVID, antibiotics won't help. Maybe they might change your microbiome, but for the most part, we don't really use antibiotics to treat COVID diarrhea or, you know, but if you have a diarrhea that's bacterial cause by Salmonella, E. coli, Shigella, yeah, there's a good chance we will give you an antibiotic. So, although some antibiotics will give you diarrhea as well. We'll talk more about diarrhea another time, but just when you have sex, careful. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.